Patreons.
Hello.
Patreons.
Patreons.
Patreons. That's it. You're so far away. Bring it to your face. Or bring your face to the mic. This should have been done off air, really, shouldn't it?
Why?
It's what they're paying their good money for.
Exactly.
Sometimes they're bad money. How the DeVille? How are we? How are you?
Pissed off, obviously.
Why? Why are you pissed off, John?
Well, you all know why. I put it in the Discord. I mean, unless there's any listeners on here that aren't in the Discord. Well,
that's car related, isn't it? That bit?
Yeah, but I don't know if I... Do I announce it?
Depends if you plan on selling it any time soon.
Yeah, that's
the thing, actually. It's a good point. Maybe we'll keep it patrons for now.
But then I'm not going to sell it, no matter what. I'm not in a position financial... No. Move on. We'll do this on the main app.
Good.
You'll have to fucking listen tomorrow if you want to know the answer.
Yeah, bitches.
Listen.
Yeah, punk bitches. So what's new? Bold?
Football.
Talk about your job.
Which one?
Your hand job. Has it got any better? Because it was a bit dry when you last gave me one.
Well, I wasn't really trying, to be fair. Struggling to find it, to be honest.
Callous. Not really. Palms are too hairy to hide.
Not really a hand job, more a sort of thumb and index finger job, really, isn't it?
It's more of a... Where is it?
Smells big.
Are you a Ken doll?
Smells like a foot. Yeah,
the monkey and Hangover. Yeah. With the shiitake mushroom.
Oh, Christ, we've started early. 1 minute and 30 seconds in and Bulger's ripped ass.
Chow's up cold.
So, you had a new job driving some tankard.
Yeah, it turned out it was 0 hours contract and they didn't tell me that at the interview, so that's a no-go.
This is mild local knowledge, but what about Muller? They must have a job going.
Ken Muller.
It's not too far away from where
they
you
do.
Live.
The shift patterns are fucking stupid.
That's just lorry driving nonsense, isn't it?
No, but like...
Real
they're like permanent Friday to Monday.
What the fuck? It must pay well. Getting £30 an hour.
Does pay well. But you get no weekends, and when your other half doesn't work weekends, you never see each other.
Yeah, you're not married yet, so that's important.
Yeah, it's not a blessing yet. Oh, damn.
Yeah. You know. So, Beth, you know, when he takes one of those jobs that's a Friday to Monday, he's doing it for the greater good.
The greater good.
But, no, I mean, it's just not... I had enough of working weekends, four on, four off, to be honest. So
yeah, that is pretty wank
to work
hours.
Permanent weekends.
It would be okay if you were like, I don't know. You could just do it for 6 months and earn a fortune if the money's that good.
Yeah, I mean, the money's good, but it ain't like that good.
What is it, do you know?
I think it was like 18 and a half, 19 quid an hour, something like that.
John's lost more than that running for the bus.
Fucking hell, I'd love to earn that much money.
No, that's more than that running for the bus. In Irish.
Jesus Christ.
But I think it was nights as well.
I'd actually be happy with that. Genuinely, working Friday to Monday with Archie at the age that he is.
Mm.
It would give me the other days to spend with him. Fucking £19 an hour, I'd be laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, and back again.
Probably.
Money, yeah, probably. Ish. Yeah. You think you got... Well,
you're nearly as rich as Benny. Imagine
no,
that.
No, Lord. You wouldn't get anywhere near that rich.
No.
Good God.
I don't think the guy who owns Muller. I don't think Mr. Muller's as rich as Benny.
Mr. Herr Muller is not that fucking expensive. Expensive? Minted? Jesus.
Is there like... I know we've got a lot of lorry listeners, so I do apologise, but is there a lot of work out there? There must be, surely.
There is quite a bit out there, but...
You've got to pick the wheat from the chaff.
It's that and...
Just go fucking tramping, boy. Just get on with it. Monday to Friday.
There you go.
Honestly, if Mother wasn't ill...
Yeah, that's fair.
I probably would have gone Monday to Friday or like a couple of nights out a week.
I get boring quick, but I think it'd be fun.
What, nights out?
I think
tramping,
you should
do it.
Tramping.
I think
general.
You should try and get a job with the guy who's somewhere in and around the Wellington area that's always driving the yellow Scania... Bullnose with the fucking...
Ryan Gorrit.
Oh, he's out credit, isn't he? Curtain.
Big
crane
fucking
on
crane
it. Yeah.
I have on.
What are you thinking of? Ellicott?
Boom!
Is he thinking of Ellicott? Is it? Yeah. Oh no, Yellow. You said, wouldn't
Yellow.
It?
Yeah, it's Gorrit. Yeah, it's Gorrit. Yeah. We went past it on the motorway on Saturday, and I said to Archie, "Look at this lorry." And we went past it. And his head going fucking
down the motorway. Is that Archie?
Yeah.
Like, that's just the noise little boys make these days.
Fucking hell of a noise. Yeah, it came hellish. That particular one came into Kingsmill a few weeks ago, and I had the pleasure of being stood outside as he exited, and the fucking noise. Yeah. I'm like, it's so clangy, aren't they?
The V8s are, yeah.
Almost sounds knocky, doesn't it?
Yeah. It just sounds like it's knocking its twat off, doesn't it? Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
That might... My 540 sounded like that before it went
29,
bang.
29 gear changes to go from Kingsmill up to the...
yeah.
Do you skip gears?
I don't change gear anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They're all automatic, yeah.
This is not a bit automotive-y.
No, it's talking about Bulger's job.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about?
The weather.
Andy Burnham.
No, it's all. That's all the fucking weather.
Yeah. Weather report, ots fuck.
Ots fuck.
Although not quite ots fuck as it was a couple of weeks ago.
No. I've reached that age in life, right? It's a bit of a tangent, which is good because we need them. Where like I found the need to like comment on stuff on Facebook. That's sort of like...
Oh, God.
Yeah, nothing bad.
Oh, on man, the suggested he's... posts as well, not even on the...
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Next thing you know, Facebook is feeding you rage bait because you react to it.
It might just be my algorithm. Nah, it doesn't matter. We'll move on from that.
Is it like John's Instagram algorithm?
Yes, it is. So the first one I commented on, which is humorous, I got a few likes, was one of... Oh, he's not a patron, actually, so he wouldn't get this. But it was one of the local pages complaining that the bins hadn't been collected. Anyone know why our bins haven't been collected? And everyone was like, well, it's probably because the weather and it's hot and there's something other. And I just commented saying, kin ots fuck. Ots fuck, no H, just kin ots fuck, and got a few likes and reacts and everything else. But then today,
now he thinks he's an influencer.
Yeah, I got 4 likes. Okay,
I have fucking made it in the world of influencing.
I did not think of an
when
influencer.
Do I start cashing this in?
Yeah, when does this turn into money?
How do I monetize this hilarity?
We tried that with this; it hasn't worked.
Yeah, no. And the other one was today. Actually, you two were caught up in some horrific traffic on the way here, weren't you?
Yeah.
And there was a gentleman on Facebook who was rather disgruntled because a man in a 64 plate Picasso. Was letting too many people out of a side road.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, but, you know, it is what it is.
I don't think it's worth getting on your phone while you're driving down Clumpton High Street making a Facebook post that's like 2 paragraphs long.
He wasn't driving, anonymous. More to the point. They're the worst ones. So he put, to the fucking cunt who keeps fucking letting fucking people out of this fucking... Burp, burp, burp. Right? Benny being hilarious.
Sounds
like
Clumpton.
Is. Tagged me and said, "Niall, stop posting anonymously." and then on another post where someone said, "Oh, because that was his own post saying, oh, fucking cunt," and someone else said, "Anyone know why Clubden's at a standstill?" And he commented, "Yeah, because some fucking cunt in a Picasso keeps letting people out." And I just commented saying, "Mate, this is the second time I've read this tonight. Tell him, not us."
Yeah,
yeah.
You're clearly stationary.
If you're that enraged, get out and
tell him.
Yeah.
Go knock on his window.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah, stop letting people out, you fucking bird.
I think 12 cars is enough people to let out. You don't have to let anyone else out now for a week.
You goddamn Christian motorist.
Meanwhile, while you stood there remonstrating with the bloke, there's more cars coming out and turning.
Yeah. Turns out it's Ronnie Pickering, back from the dead.
Yeah.
I think he's dead, isn't he?
Might be.
I don't know.
You know you've made it when the internet somebody died.
Somebody died. I don't know if it was a cyclist or whatever the fuck he was.
Or some kid who got thrown an alligator or something. Oh, Christ, John. Oh, lordy. So, yeah.
Tricking and changing the pitch.
This is why I can't sit this way. So, for any of the listeners that aren't in this room...
All of you, then.
All of you.
Yeah.
None of them.
I've got a bloody problem, you know, with the way the sun sets.
Ark.
We got to have the windows open, because as we've already said, 'tis kin-ots fuck.
Kin-ots fuck.
And the bloody window reflects the sunlight right into me eyeballs. And us have got a rectangular table, you know.
Nearly broke my ankle once.
nearly broke Niall's leg once. Or did it attacked his leg? I don't know. Something about that. Nearly rabies?
Bent him over and snapped him in half.
Gave him rabies or
he
something.
He got Ebola from it. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Mild case of Ebola.
What is it? Rabbits get? Misky or something?
Mixitosis.
Not Misky. Misky sounds like a train of trash name, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. Really does.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so basically, when I got the windows open, the sun reflects directly into my eyeballs.
Directly, straight onto your retina.
Yeah, and so it leaves me with no choice but to turn my microphone to be perpendicular with the table.
Mm.
And then
you get
I have to sit beside Bulge.
Handsy, and isn't
he? He can't help himself.
Abu Handsy over there.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, look at the sunlight now. I think you might be able to move. I think you're going to need to move. Come over here, John.
Into the safety. Into the warmth of your embrace.
Niall won't touch your boobies, but he will finger your bumhole.
We will footsie a little
bit. Well, I'm fine with that. doesn't make me... doesn't make me jump.
It is the jump of a boob sort of flick, isn't it? I honestly, it does my fucking
head in. I hate it. Oh, fucking... Peter.
He loves one, doesn't he?
He did it to Toby Brooks once.
Yeah, I remember that.
In the middle of Tesco's, because he thought...
Is that Brooksy?
Yeah. Anyway, Toby was a real gruff guy that worked for us.
Banger driver, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
You know the type.
Yeah.
Henry.
No.
Posh and tall. Massive feet.
Why are you wearing flippers? Oh, no, they're shoes. Fair enough.
You do move really well through the water. Exceptional swimmer.
Swimming certificate.
Yeah, so Pete did it to Toby once in Tesco's, and Toby basically silenced the entire store.
Yeah.
Don't fucking touch me! Like, properly. He meant it as well.
Yeah.
Not like...
This wasn't for humour.
No.
Yeah.
And Pete was like,
Whoops. In my 20s, I probably should stop now.
Yeah.
In your 40s, you probably should stop now.
Not in my 40s yet.
You're going around the clock, aren't you?
I may consider... I'm like an old Ford, yeah. It's only got a five-digit fucking odometer. I'm at 0 miles.
Shows how much faith they had in their stuff. When it
honest. Yeah,
back in
yeah
the
it
day.
Does.
Yeah.
What happens
if it gets to 100,000?
It won't. Don't worry. No,
his body will have fallen off it long before then.
You've not seen what we've made this out of.
The interior has melted down action, man.
I do love that as a saying.
Yeah.
Was that James Robinsonism?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I thought it was a youism.
No, it was James Robinsonism.
Judas.
Oh, well, we won't Judas-ism. Say that ever again on air.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, I was a big fan until five seconds ago.
It's not funny anymore.
Well, he was into Japanese cars, wasn't he? That's probably where it all comes from.
Yeah.
And then spent a lot of money on a Renault.
Well.
Yeah, well.
Not really.
Signed a contract.
Spend a lot of money on a Renault.
To spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this is cars again. So is it football or Burnham on Sea or something?
Well, I thought we could talk about the foosball for a moment.
Boring.
Well, did you follow it in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
I will just say, do you know what winds me up?
Can't really grind my gears.
Him? No.
Yes.
It kind of is. It's the people that go, oh, I'm not fucking watching that, and just keep. Like, I don't. Why are you updating your Facebook status?
Yeah.
Talking about 22 men chasing a bag of air.
Yeah.
If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Everyone's got their own thing, okay? Like people say to me, Formula One, just blokes driving around in circles, isn't it?
Yeah.
I say sometimes there's women, you sexist cunt. There's not, but yeah,
no,
it's fine.
Yeah, there ain't.
Yeah, circles isn't really the sort of half a circle, and then done. Anyway,
they only did Indianapolis once.
But it's just like if you're not into it, just don't be into it.
Yeah,
I don't need you to announce this.
No,
you know.
It's the same for non-car people that moan at people like us.
Yeah.
For what's you done that for? Because I wanted to.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it before? Nothing.
Nothing.
But to me, it's better now.
It's better now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Well,
before,
I don't think
but
it is.
Better.
Well, don't buy it then.
Yeah. It's got my name on the logbook, Dave.
It's one thing I fucking hate.
Dave.
On the Cayman Owners Club. Well, actually, any of the Porsche pages.
Yeah.
As soon as someone puts a picture up, I can. I was looking at buying these wheels. Is someone able to Photoshop them? Just put OEM ones on.
Yeah.
But that's not what I asked, is it?
I don't want to. No, I'm asking this question.
There's a reason I've asked if you can, if somebody can Photoshop these onto my car, because I've seen these on a computer screen and thought, they might look nice on my car. Yeah. Mm. But what I don't want to do is go and spend £2,500 to go,
if only there was a way of finding out for free.
Yeah.
Kind man on the internet.
I don't know why you don't just put lobster claws on them. They're the best wheels for... Fuck off. They're the most boring wheels ever imagined. Yeah. That includes you, Daryl. Yeah. Your lobster claws are fucking boring.
Yeah.
Bit
now we're going to find out if you actually listen to the Patreon episode.
Yeah.
In 3 months' time, we're going to, hey, what's wrong with my lobster claws?
Yeah.
And we'll go...
What?
They go for mental money, and I think they're some of the most boring wheels.
I don't know what a lobster claw is. I can picture, I know what a claw of a lobster
is. I'll show you, and then we'll have to try and remember to
put it in
the Discord.
Do you listen back, Bulge?
Yeah.
When Bulge can remind us. But don't remind us, you put it in the Discord, Bulge. He's fucking yawning already.
I've been here fucking 3 hours.
They're fucking boring, aren't they? It's just a 5-spoke with a little bit missing out the top.
Yeah, and far too many wheel hole bolts. Multi-fitment, don't they? That's what annoys
me. Oh, those, yeah.
They do look multi-fitment, don't they?
Do look a bit BK racing. A
bit rip speed. I bet this could fit anything.
Fits Jap and German.
Yeah. And some French, if
then,
you're lucky.
But then me saying this is the same as the F30 gang fucking 437Ms.
The ones I like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the comp standard.
Oh,
ones.
What wheels are people? Oh, 437M, that's the only wheel you should be fucking running. Don't put anything else on. Why not? Why not? It's my fucking car.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
It's fucking unreal.
The BMW scene is somewhat, well, as you
said. I think literally every single car scene is the same. And the thing is, if you go JDM, then it's like, oh, I was going to... you should be putting these fucking...
You need some works on that.
Teams or whatever the fuck it is.
£5,000 worth of wheels, bud.
Yeah, these are the only ones that look good on the car. Yeah.
I'll have the rotor replicas for a quarter of the price.
Not anymore.
Don't care if they'll bend.
Not anymore.
Are they not?
Fucking silly money now.
Wow.
I've always had...
Cars.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
We've gone too early.
Story of my life.
Okay, shall we pick this up in the... How did I even get onto that?
Lobster claws.
You were slagging Daryl off.
Yeah, I think that's what you were doing.
We were slagging people off that slag a sport off that
that's
they don't
it.
Even follow.
That's it.
And us being us have all automatically gone and we're going to turn it into cars now.
Obviously.
We're going to take this detour to Cars Avenue.
Join us as we take you on a journey through the inner workings of our minds.
Sometimes disturbing.
Ah, racism!
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Well, let's talk about some politics, because we can't possibly put that back to cars.
Actually, I was going to ask you if you've seen that new Sacha Baron Cohen film.
What, Ali G?
No. The one where he falls over, it's his head.
Oh, Women First or something,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's actually quite funny.
Is it? The trouble is that I saw it on...
Beth put it on the other day, and
is
I was
it on
like,
Netflix?
Is it Netflix or Amazon? I can't remember. One or the other.
I watched the little preview ad thing that comes up on whichever one it is.
Yeah.
And
I haven't even heard of this at all in any way, shape, or form.
It just looks and sounds like it's going to be fucking cheesy as shit.
It is a bit cheesy, but it is also quite funny.
Okay.
Because you've got you know Shaun's girlfriend from Shaun of the Dead?
Yep, Liz.
That actress. She's playing this, like... Wow.
Christ!
That was...
Bit more choke and eat a fucking gong!
I think I've worked out why these chairs keep breaking.
Your chair broke, you fucking skinny wanker. Somehow.
Right.
Oh.
That stinks and all.
Oh, and the fans blowing it around. Brilliant.
What were you saying?
Jesus Christ, no. That's fucking... Even Stank would say that stinks.
Jesus Christ, Neil.
Oh, don't fucking call me Neil.
Fucking hell, Neil.
Now connected to Neil's iPhone.
Oh, I've just got it.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It is.
It ain't that bad. I've done worse. It's not normally like this.
Spider-Man under roof.
It's not normally.
He's done
like
worse.
This.
It's not normally like this.
He followed through.
It's normally fucking worse.
There's normally more liquid involved.
Oh, I might as well tell this story on the Patreon. I haven't told this bit, have I?
It's not even that funny. What the fuck were we talking about?
It's not normally this bad. That bit.
Oh yeah.
What were you saying? Oh, we're talking about shit, and then we'll go back
Burnham
to...
Burnham-on-Sea, yeah.
And then we'll come back to that. So, when we went to the... We had the track day recently, as we discussed on the last episode.
Yeah.
And my dad and brother were down, they were staying with me. And Dad was like, because the football was on, which we might talk about. We'll get a kebab, a few beers, watch the football, and we'll go to bed. I was like, oh, sounds fucking good. So, because my dad was down, I was thinking, well, I might as well get a proper kebab. You know, doner meat, mystery meat, you know? The only thing is with that, Lordy, it has an impact on my guts. Turns them to fucking water quick as well.
I remember the mega kebab days.
When we lived together, then you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
So I had a shit, and it was consistency was lacking.
Porridge.
it was warm as, yeah.
Yeah.
And my brother was like, fucking hell, Nye. You need some fucking fibre in your diet or something. That's fucking bad. And I'm like giggling like fucking. So I don't want to that's fucking rank that is. So obviously being the, hilarious people that we are, this story, you know, bled into the next day. And he said, he's always like that. He's always shitting on the podcast. And he always says, it's never normally like this. But the thing is, it's always like this. And I thought, now you mention it.
Oh, it's worse today for some reason. Today? Fucking hell, where's the what?
It's worse today. You mean it's worse? Oh, no, it's just been like it for 20 years.
God. It's worse today for some reason. I couldn't possibly work out why.
Fucking hell.
Oh, Lordy, Sacha Baron Cohen, or whatever he's called.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were talking about...
It was actually... I thought it was going to be shit, and it was actually quite funny.
Was it, though?
I mean... yeah...
But from what I can gather,
because he kind of
on the
Ali
description,
G, Borat, me.
Yeah, it's not as strong as like Ali G or Borat. It's not as good as that. Is but it? Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't like I wasn't sitting there going, "That was shit," because both me and Beth went. I was expecting that to be really shit, and it wasn't.
That's what I mean, though. Was it funny? Because yeah. Your expectations.
Maybe
were so
the expectations
low.
Were so low, it actually exceeded.
Yeah, I might
bit,
watch
so.
It and you, on your recommendation of it's not too bad actually, and think. The fuck is this?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get on board of Bruno. That made me feel rather uncomfortable.
No, Bruno is a bit weird.
No, that was
I've said this before.
Too
and
far, said,
Dictator was quite funny, I thought.
My brother watched Bruno in the cinema with my mum.
See, now Bruno was a funny character on the Ali G show, wasn't
yeah,
he? He was a funny yeah. character on there.
Although I do think this is... I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever seen Bruno, but the scene when he goes to see... Is it The Medium? Aiden just showed me the clip on YouTube. He's trying to contact his gay lover. Do you remember?
Not really. It's a long time ago.
I've wiped a lot of that film from my memory.
Yeah,
it's not going to work if I act it out or try and say it. But
just try it.
Essentially, he makes contact with his ex-lover who's now died and then ends up in front of everybody during this whole seance thing. Giving him a rusty trombone. And he's giving it all proper like... And he's proper like this doesn't work in audio, but he does all the fucking actions.
All the stuff Niall does to Benny on the regular.
No, right, he does it to me.
Oh, you're the rust in the rusty trombone, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what the chin's for. Oh lordy.
Oh,
but have you tried to watch Borat recently though?
No,
I don't think it's aged very well.
No, it probably hasn't. No.
I see clips.
But
I think
the problem is that it's so obvious if you know what I mean, because we've seen it so many times. Because
it's the shock part of it. You think, oh my god, oh he said that.
Yeah,
he just spat that sandwich out because it was served to him by a Jewish person.
Yeah.
Why are you got
is
all
it
this
mental
Jewish stuff
or
on the wall?
Physical?
Because we're Jewish.
Was it Brian Bedonte, was it?
Because we're Jewish. Yeah, he was. What's up, Vanilla Face? Oh, lordy. Anyway, so I didn't even... Yeah, I had no clue. I've seen Ali G's made a bit of a
Yeah, there was something about Wimbledon.
They're doing a new one. But
he's also 50, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clips I saw of him at Wimbledon was a bit...
Yeah.
There's a load of people going around going, oh, Ellie G's actually racist because he's not that black or something. I don't know. It's like... It's a caricature.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well...
But apparently anything to get butthurt about these days,
whatever the fuck his real name is, Keith Lemon got fairly well fucking hammered, didn't he?
Yeah, mistake he made was apologising, I think.
Lee Francis?
Yeah, something like that.
It is, isn't it? L-E-I-G-H, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he apologised. That's where he went wrong.
Yeah. Never apologise.
Because I tell you, like... what's he called? Little black comedian.
Kevin Hart.
Said some gay shit, didn't he? Or gay bashing or something.
Yeah.
So if my son turns out to be gay, I'll shove him up where he came from or something. And he lost the job hosting the Oscars.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't... And they said, if you apologise, then you can... Yeah. And he was like, no.
Was that before or after they had Ricky Gervais on?
Yeah, exactly. And he was like, no, actually. And to be fair, his career nosedived since then, didn't it? Because
No, yeah, it has, really, because he's only done 7 films a year.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Six of which with The Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
5 of which are...
Dog
disappointing, yeah. And the other 3 are worse.
Mediocre, worse. Middle of the road, at best.
Yeah. I think Get Hard was one of the funniest films that he did. With Will Ferrell.
Film, isn't it, or something?
No. So,
heads up in the slammer, didn't
he? Yeah, Will Ferrell is a very blue-collar, well-to-do, mm-hmm. and I think he's being prosecuted for, I don't know if it's tax fraud or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's really worried that he's going to get put inside. And Kevin Hart is his gardener.
Right.
And because he's black, he just assumes that he's been to prison. So he's asking Kevin Hart to give him tips on how to survive jail, basically. And yeah, it is very funny. The other one is it CIA? Is that what it's called? The one with The Rock.
Oh, where he
The Rock used to be really fat, and then he comes back. But that's
The
funny.
Rock. Yeah, that was quite funny.
Yeah,
that. Do you know, I call myself a film lover, but there's so many films I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like, so many. I could reel off some films now, and you go, what? You've never seen that?
Yeah, but you could do the same.
Yeah. True. 21 Jump Street, never seen that.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
What, 22 Jump Street?
Yeah.
No,
I've seen... Also really good.
Is it?
Yeah. What, 23 genuine. Jump now?
Is there?
Fucking Michael Jordan. That's what... My name is Nief. That's what that's
yeah.
called.
That's yeah.
That's
it.
El Jefe.
Not so Slim Shady.
Mm.
Yeah. But no, so Andy Burnham.
New MP.
We've
PM.
Got another Prime Minister that nobody voted for.
Yeah.
No.
Not even the Conservative Party. No, Labour Party internal voted.
They did it all behind closed doors, didn't they? So no one knows what actually happened.
No. I mean, we've got another Prime Minister.
So, essentially, he's been voted into power.
That was the smallest fly ever, but all of us went, ugh!
He's been voted into power by, like, 25,000 people in a suburb of Manchester. But yeah.
Now, surely, okay, now, I think our system is hugely
fucked.
Flawed.
Yeah.
I mean, not just it's fucked, but it's also very flawed.
Yeah.
I think it was you, actually, that raised a very good point, which is the government get elected in, right? And they say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do the other. Okay? And then they sort of make some mediocre attempt at making these things happen. And then we have an election, and somebody else comes in, and all the millions and billions and squillions that have been spent getting all the infrastructure in place for all the 3 things they said they were going to do.
Yeah.
They've gone, well, this is a waste of taxpayers' money. It's not fair on the taxpayers. So we're going to get rid of this, we're going to get rid of that, and we're going to get rid of the other.
Yeah, what all I've done.
But what we're going to do is X, Y, and Z. And they spend the next 4 years...
Yeah.
In, you know, getting the infrastructure, you can see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it
just goes round and round and round.
Because old Burnham on Sea has just announced his 10-year plan. 10-year plan for the country.
Mm.
Rather bold of you to assume you're going to be in power for 10 years.
Yeah, on the basis of your predecessors, you're going to be in power for 2 years tops.
Yeah, because we've had how many prime ministers in 10 years?
Seven.
Seven prime ministers in 10 years. We've had seven prime ministers in 10 years, but this one has a 10-year plan.
Yeah. So either he knows something we don't.
You'd like that.
It's fucking true, though.
I know, but I don't like to think of it. Ignorance is bliss.
The World Cup's exactly the fucking same.
In blinkers. What, you think it's rigged?
Yeah, of course
it was.
But
they lost.
Who did?
Argentina.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's...
If they had a bit more fight in them in 1982, well, you know, they might have the Falklands by now, mightn't
they? You know what I realised? Was it 82 or 84? Two, was it? Do you know what I only found out the other day about the Falklands? The conflict lasted 10 weeks.
Yeah.
That's
there
it.
There was 900 deaths in 10 weeks.
Yeah.
I think there were 600 and something Argentinians and 200 and something.
I'm not a fan of Maggie, but fair play to her.
Yeah.
Do you think she's hot back in the day? Like, do you think she's hot? Like, no?
No.
Same.
It's like fucking Susan Boyle.
Same. Yeah, she'd get it. When she's given it the, we will not negotiate with terrorists and all that. It sounded a bit, terror.
Now watch this drive.
That, were you?
No.
Now watch this drive.
Did you?
Was that the really shit one?
Yeah.
Milk.
That I think I managed. I managed about fucking 14 minutes of the main episode. Went fuck this.
The patron was better.
It was.
It was a good patron episode.
I thought my old man's just passed away, but this is more depressing. I'm going to listen to this.
Fucking hell.
Listening to this is the worst thing that's happened to me recently. Yeah. My dad's just died.
Yeah. There's a long list of stuff, and this is the worst. Fuck me.
That's how good it was.
How much it was back. Not this much, click.
The fuck is this?
Nope. Lordy. Yeah, we just basically, there was a lot of presidential talk.
There was.
Time to pay the bill.
That's
came
it.
Out a lot. And what was he called? Bush, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Terror.
Because I think of you every time I see this clip is when he's going, we'll start the war on, no, stop the war on terror. We'll start terror. We're going to stop this terrorist. We're going to stop the terrorist. Terror. Now watch this drive.
And then fucking sends it.
Some shot, mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can't just repeat what we've done 6 weeks ago, because it's bad enough and we've done it then.
Yeah.
So yeah, you didn't think she was didn't put a bit of blood to it when she's like, we will not negotiate with terrorists.
No.
Yeah, same.
I would have thought Niall would get... if it was in a German accent, he probably would have either been...
With a moustache.
With a moustache.
Comb over.
Yeah. There was a German politician lady at the minute. I can't think of her name. Alice something. Ah, laddie.
The right wing one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. Made in Germany, that lady.
Yes.
Und ein Ankerflank. Or something, I don't know. What I've just said then. Just offended. Our non-existent German listeners.
I think that's just the noise that a German makes falling down the stairs.
Dylan Moran got it right when he described the German language, and I've probably said this to you before, but he said it sounds like a typewriter eating tinfoil being kicked down the stairs.
Yeah. It does. It does.
Oh, and then he follows it up by saying, he said, you talk to a German person these days, and they're saying things like, you know, we're very affluent now, you know, we're very big in the theatre and the arts. And he said, you're listening to this person speaking freely about this, and you're thinking, yeah, Hitler. Oh, lordy. So, Burnham.
It's quite an aggressive sounding language, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, he's... I don't know. He's still in the Fabian society, isn't he? So,
but this is what I don't understand as well. This is what I was getting back
thing,
to.
Isn't they?
So
my old man always said, two cheeks of the same ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now what I don't get is we voted in.
Voted.
This government now, the Labour government, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, somebody did.
Yeah. So you'd think that the Labour Party, by and large, have all the same agenda.
Nope.
How can you change leader and he goes, right, we're going to turn things around? It's like, well, you're the same party.
Yeah.
You should be banging the same fucking drum as your mate was.
Yeah.
Now, all right, the star, you know, Keir Starmer, the child starver, he might have...
Farmhammer.
He might have, you know, not, you know, what's the word? Lived up to his promise.
Mm.
He might have done some things or not done some things he said he was going to do, blah, 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 whatever. So surely it's his job to come in and say, right, this is what you all voted for. I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, I will make these promises happen.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about what your 10-year plan is.
Yeah.
We didn't vote you in.
I mean, the only good thing that old fucking Burnham on Sea is saying is that he's gonna abolish the law for digital IDs.
Good.
I mean, allegedly.
I mean, they say that. I think I read somewhere earlier on that it will still count for under 16, so they'll still have to have it. It's essentially getting rid of the noisy bit in the middle, i.e. us, who've gone, no, we grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s, you can go fuck yourself with your fucking digital ID. 1890s. Yeah, you can.
You're an 80s child, aren't so are you, actually, old bastard.
Yeah, but I didn't grow up in the 80s, did I?
Just, yeah, by 2 months?
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, I didn't grow up in the 80s, though, did I?
No.
So, 90s slash. So, I'm
grown up now. Height and maturity wise.
Let's not look at the shape of your head.
Let he without sin cast the best stare.
No, I don't know. It'll be like John just said, it's the same cheeks. The two cheeks are the same ass.
Yeah.
And that.
I mean, there's that, obviously, there's that fucking Rupert Lowe that's making the rounds on the social medias. Was it Restore Britain?
Yeah.
But it's all just bollocks. Even if by some fucking miracle, by some absolute miracle, there was a forced election and he got voted in, how are you going to do it? It's all well and good saying, no, we'll just do this, do that. We'll get rid of all of the illegals. We'll get rid of this. We'll get rid of that. It'll be a Christian state again. It'll be Britain. Britain as we knew it. How? How are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fantastic to sit there and say, well, if I was Prime Minister, I'd... I would republicise the energy sector. That's one of the things I would promise. Everyone would be over the fucking moon with that. So you're saying that we would dictate what we're going to pay for our bill? Yep, I'm going to do it. Okay, yeah, well, I'll vote you in.
Ah, I've looked into your mind.
I was going to, right? But then Shell...
Yeah,
gave me a couple of billion quid.
I got a really Eon nice briefcase.
gave us tens of billions of quids, and I've decided that actually I can't. It can't be done.
Yeah.
So, but we are raising the energy price cap.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Damn. But I'm in power now. So it doesn't fucking matter.
The problem is, if you wanted to deport lots of people very quickly, places like Manchester, Birmingham, Bradford, London. Empty. Would be on fire.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Because they don't mean deport legal people over here.
No, it is illegal.
It's illegal. And in fairness...
Can someone tell social media then?
It shouldn't fucking be here.
Yeah. But also, you know, here's my neighbour, Manjeet. Is this the person you want to deport? No,
no one's
not a single person. Has
he's economically active. I don't really. As long as he's paying his taxes and making an attempt to integrate,
he's here as
he's
should
fine.
Be. He's born here.
Yeah,
you know,
for a start.
His parents might, you know, they might have come back on the back of a boat. Fine, whatever. That was years ago. He's born here. He's got a job, and he's not a doctor or an engineer.
I tell you what,
everything's gravy.
We'll narrow it down a bit. All the ones that are living on former MOD sites. And going around and standing around outside schools and playgrounds, they need to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're here for a fucking gravy train.
What's
that?
You've come here for Sharia law? Nope.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Never even heard of her.
Bye-bye.
Home.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can't go to Australia without a proper visa and being able to prove that you've got a skill and you're going to work and you're going to
do this.
Yeah,
they've got
an
illegal
immigration. They're overrun.
Yeah.
They're overrun.
Yeah, well, criminals, a lot of them.
So I liked how Japan dealt with it, because Japan started how it had quite a left-wing government, and they let a lot of Muslim migrants in, and then they started dictating, well, we don't like this because we want to do it our way, and it's like, no, this is Japan, you don't like it, fuck off, basically. And then they binned off the left-wing government, got in a right-wing one, and they're basically doing what Rupert Lowe wants to do here, and they've gone, if you don't like it, bye.
Yeah.
And no, we're not giving you any free shit.
Literally bye. Anywhere else, don't care. Yeah. Not here.
What I like most about Japan is apparently it's very racist over there.
It's like anyone that ain't Japanese, do they?
There's a guy that gets his hair cut the same time as me.
Every third Friday.
Every third Friday, same time as me. And he's just come back from Japan.
Yeah.
And he was saying to me, he said, like, There's loads of it in the social medias and whatever that make it look fantastic. Mm. And he said, and there is an awful lot of it that is. There is also an awful lot of grimy very shit-holes. Very poor yeah. areas, etc., yeah. etc. Et and he said, but genuinely, even in the bigger cities, I've never felt so safe
yeah.
anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, like I mean it. Like I wouldn't have. He said, even in Taunton these days,
yeah.
if I go out and have a few too many beers, and I've got to stumble my way home, that's gonna fucking reek.
yeah,
you know. He said I get a little bit of anxiety, and I question actually whether I should just go to the taxi rank,
yeah.
and get a taxi home rather than walk home.
Especially the driver.
Yeah, but he said honestly, it is by far one of the safest fucking places I've ever been. And he said, and I'm not just talking about personally safe. Your belongings are safe
yeah.
as fuck.
Yeah.
He said we were in the bars, and it was completely normal for people to leave their phone, leave their wallet. They just take the money out of it. And they go to the bar, and they might be 25 minutes
yeah.
buying a drink. Mm.
Come back, all your shit's still there.
They're not even remotely worried that somebody might pick their phone up, might open their wallet to take yeah. their cash, etc., etc. Said it's like just completely the standard
That's
procedure.
That's kind of... The thing I don't understand about all of it is if someone lefties are quite guilty of this, they'll turn around and they'll say... Yeah, Japan should be for the Japanese. You know, it's their homeland. That's where they're from. They're the indigenous people. That's fine. There's more Japanese people. And, like, oh, not Australia, because we definitely fuck that up.
Criminal.
Yeah, anywhere that's, like, China, for example. You wouldn't go to China and go, oh, a bit Chinese around here, isn't it? Where's yeah. all the white people to?
Quite everyone looks the same.
No. But you go, oh no, I'm in China. Of course there's a lot of Chinese people around. I'm in fucking China. What did you expect? But then...
Yeah, then you get called a gaijin. Oh no, that's Japan.
That's Japan.
Fucking hell.
But if you turn around and say, well, Europe is majority white because that's we've lived here forever. We're the indigenous peoples of Europe. Why is that a controversial statement to say that there should be more of us than there are everyone else
yeah.
in Europe? Why yeah. is that? I don't understand why that's a controversial statement.
No.
It's no different than going to fucking somewhere in Africa and going, I'm outnumbered. It's like, yeah, of course you are. You're in fucking Africa.
Yeah.
You know?
You wouldn't be, though.
What?
Oh, you're talking about skin tone, not the size of your hog.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
You'd be fitting in, high-fiving people. Yeah, mine's huge as well. Me and Johnny in the corner. Me and Johnny in the corner like, ah.
I'm sunburnt already.
God, I'm fucking thirsty, man, and hungry. Yeah. Fuck, I've got AIDS.
Niall would be a pile of ash in the corner because he's ginger.
Step off the plane and get malaria instantly.
Turbo malaria.
Where's my net? I'm sure I've bought some.
But what I'm, you know what I'm saying, though? I don't understand why it's a controversial statement.
Do you
want
to
say...
My biggest problem is I don't know how I should feel. I don't know if I should be like, yeah, because I've met some fantastic brown
people.
They've been very pleasant and
of
nice,
course.
And they didn't smell of curry at all. but genuinely, I have, and they've all been
wrong.
Very pleasant.
I'm not tarring everybody with the same brush, but...
I like the fact we're multicultural.
Yeah.
I just don't like them coming over and sponging off our fucking
This
state.
Is the problem.
Yeah.
This is the problem. If you're going to turn up with your family and you're going to make a meaningful contribution to this country and integrate a bit, I'm not saying give up your religion and all that. I'm saying just don't try and close all the churches down and turn them into mosques,
yeah.
for example.
Yeah.
I'm, you know... If you're going to turn up and make a meaningful contribution to society,
yeah.
fine. I have no problem with that. You're going to do it legally, you're going to pay your taxes, you're going to contribute, fine.
Like these
Don't
Europeans.
Turn up in a fucking boat, throw your passport in the fucking river, in the water, and then go, benefits. Like, no. Get
yeah. Why move somewhere and then complain and then want it all to be changed? It just seems backwards to
yeah.
me. I mean, I know they just want to take over as a religion.
Well, the extreme side of Islam, that's their stated aim, is to...
Oh, is it?
Take over the world, basically, is what they're...
What religion are Eastern Europeans, like the Polacks and that?
Well, they're Christian normally.
They're Christian.
Oh, that's why they come over and behave, is it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Apart from...
For the most part.
You know. I mean,
don't get me wrong. You get wrong-uns fucking anywhere.
Yeah, of course.
But the problem is we grow our own wrong-uns. We don't need to import them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, I've got nothing against Eastern Europeans. If they want to put chrome wheel arch extensions on a car, fine. Just don't put it anywhere near me.
If you want to wear Adidas 3 stripes everywhere, you've got your formal Adidas 3 stripes and your casual for court. Marriage or court, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to have a head like a medicine ball, that's fine. Okay? But if you want to set up a Polska slep, I don't mind, okay?
Yeah.
Those sort of pepper army things you sell are quite nice.
Yeah. But it is pronounced W. It's not a V.
Powell. Let's get one thing straight here.
But I just don't understand. I just don't understand what the controversy is about that.
I don't.
If you want to emigrate, the thing is,
are we an easy target? Do you think that's what it is?
I think the government are a pushover and they give too much.
What, the UK, Europe,
Europe in general, I think, but here especially.
Told you, Austrian painters, Mussolini, get them back.
But don't get me wrong. The flip side of the coin is I don't like the fact we've got a lot of native British spongers.
Begins and end, did you?
That's just your racist brain going, mate.
I don't like the fact we've got a lot of natives.
No, but we've got a lot of native people who are born here, who are white, who sponge off the system. I don't like that either. Get a fucking job. Why am I paying for
you? They figured out every fucking loophole.
Yeah.
And they
got their pip-whip, and don't get me wrong, if you genuinely need a car for motability, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people taking the fucking piss.
Yeah.
And we're paying for it.
Yeah.
There's
because we're economically active. It's like
I know you don't like the app, but there's an account on TikTok called Pip Demon. And they basically find these people that are getting these cars and modifying them and doing wheel spins and burnouts and all the rest of it. And then sending the footage to Mobility,
yeah.
I even found someone who claimed they couldn't even leave the house because of their back pain. They had a video of them working behind a bar in a pub.
Yeah.
Sent it off to them.
But fuck all will happen to him.
No.
Thing is, though, I don't know if I've said this on the pod.
The other point I was going to make, just bear with me. I don't like it when Brits go to Spain or emigrate to Spain and don't bother to learn the language. They're just as bad as the people that come here and don't integrate. So if you're going to move to Spain, fucking integrate.
I think at least try
and learn some of the language.
I think it,
don't be an arsehole.
I feel as much as I feel the same, I do feel ever so slightly different to that. But only for the reason of... Yeah, you've emigrated to Spain, that's fine.
Yeah.
But don't emigrate to the hills in Spain, which is full of traditional Spanish everything.
Yeah.
And then go, oh, it was bloody hard, mine. No one spoke English. If you wanted to move to Spain
to go speaking...
Marbella. Yeah. Move to Marbella, move to Benidorm, move to somewhere that is full of British tourism, and go and live there.
Yeah.
And don't fucking complain about
it. That's like... moving to the middle of Exmoor and going, well, nobody speaks Punjabi, so this is a bit awkward, isn't it?
It's
like,
I don't speak goat, so I couldn't really talk to the locals.
Yeah,
yeah.
I tried.
Yeah. I went to the little fucking tea room in Wedding Cross, and they didn't have fucking non-soy oat milk.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have halal fucking whatever. Yeah, it's like...
What the fuck are you expecting?
Yeah,
it's a place where 200 people live. You want to count yourself lucky that there's a fucking tea room there?
You want to count yourself lucky there's roads.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do agree. Every time I go abroad, I do try to speak the lingo.
I wasn't expecting.
What annoys me? I went to Gran Canaria a year or so ago, and the amount of times I would, hola.
And they just go to English.
And they speak
away.
English.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I know it's fairly obvious, fat and white and pasty, but
like nobody with that colour chin and that complexion actually lives here. Nobody.
But I'm trying, you know, humour me.
Yeah.
You know?
I found it a lot in Germany. They'd just sort of go, oh, you're English. Yeah, I'll just save you the embarrassment.
Yeah.
Which, okay, fine. Fair enough. But
English is the language of the world, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Well, you know.
Yeah.
God save.
God save our sausage finger king from the heart condition that will eventually king. Get him. Lizard, yeah, that.
Right, we are at 15 minutes. Should we carry on or knock it on the head?
We're knock it on the head by.
Sounds like 15.
Smells like 15.
Whoa.
Minutes.
Alrighty then. On that note, thank you so much for listening. There might just be two of us next time. Bold, say bye.
Bye.
John, say bye.
Bye.
One of you asked me to say bye.
Bold, say bye.
Bye.
No, he's done that.
John, say bye.
No, you've done
bye.
That.
Bye. Oh.
John, say bye.
No, he's done that still.
Actually, Niles, bye.
I mean...
Probably. Ask Benny.
Niles, say you bye.
You're bye. Bant.